Starting to sense a little bit of trepidation from some 49er
trepidation
fans. Okay, Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert, Goo, came into the league kind of gangbusters. Do you think he's getting better, or do you think maybe it's leveled off?
He's getting better now that he has Jim Harbaugh at his disposal.
Okay, he's throwing. Okay, now he's throwing less than he's ever thrown.
That's fine. But if you needed him to throw more, he's not having a physical stand. I don't feel like from a physical standpoint, he's a dream. Everything that you want. So when I look at Purdy and his stature, that concerns me. And Justin Herbert's had batted balls, but I'm watching this thing moving forward, Stani, if this is going to be an ailment to Brock Purdy. So when you talk to me about, or you say Justin Herbert, I'm all in. Okay, hey, they feel like right now they need to run the ball or keep him at 25 passes. But if you needed to say, take that away, we need to throw it 50, he could be your guy. And that's why I would say to him, I think he's getting better, especially now with Jim Harbaugh.
What about Josh Allen?
I think he hit the ground like LeBron James and shown everybody on any given Sunday he can look like Hercules. But now he puts himself in harm's way too much for my liking. He can make every throw on the football field. He's got legs. So your question is, do I think he's getting better? I think we've seen the best of Josh Allen.
Okay, he's leveling off.
Yes, sir.
Or he's reached his ceiling.
I believe so.
What about this guy? And I know he's hurt and he's been hurt. But to me, this is an interesting one. And I'm just throwing these out to start a conversation. What about Tua?
I've been, even before the injury, Stani, I never liked his I thought he had a lot of lack of arm strength. He was a product of a system in Bama. I don't think he's the guy. And that's just me. So, you know, I was never high on him.
Okay. And no, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not. I got you. I didn't ask you to disagree with you. I asked you because, you know, I think there are a lot of quarterbacks who start out pretty well and then it's just kind of who they are. Like Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is a player who
I think
everybody, fans in Philly loved him a lot more 2-3 years ago. And I'm just, and they would tell you that he hasn't gotten better enough.
Yeah.
And so what I'm sensing, and I know it's going to invite people to rip me a little bit.
But it's reality. But we're not hating.
But are people worried that Brock Purdy could start to level off? Or do you think Brock Purdy's a quarterback that's still improving and there's just no doubt about it? Or do you think Brock Purdy's a quarterback who, you know what, he's quarterback 25, 30 games and the book's getting out on him a little more and you want to keep him in the pocket and you want to contest his passes, and you don't want him to scramble right, and you all those things.
All of that, though? And that's the beauty of it, and that's why we get another shot to watch him another four quarters this week.
Well, that's why I'm looking forward. That's why I'm looking forward to these next two games in particular.
But it sounds. I'm not speaking for you, Stani, but I want to dare, and I'm not going to tell that person or persons they're wrong. But who's at a point to where we've seen so much of Brock Purdy, you'll stick your chest out and say he's a finished product, regardless if it's good or bad?
Well, he's not a finished.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so they can make an adjustment to him, and then he's got to make the adjustment. But what if he can't? But then, again, it's what if he can. But let's put the right on the table, brought to you by Atco, Stani. Before we got this McCaffrey news and Debo news, he was riding in a limousine of wealth of things around him.
Right.
To where an average, I'm not calling him average, an average quarterback would look its best under the Niners, in the Niner system.
Right.
But now that's gone away a little bit.
Right.
A lot of bit.
So we will get a more expansive view of the player. You know, it's like Draymond Green to me.
Draymond.
Well, Draymond, you know, Draymond playing with Steph, Clay, Durant. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a great
one. Oh, my God. The guy's unbelievable. But we all know.
That's a good one.
If we took him off the Warriors, he probably couldn't do
the
more things for another team.
Oh, man.
And that's the question I'm wondering about Brock Purdy.
That's a great one.
Jeff's in Marin, wants to talk Niners. Hey, Jeff, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. So a couple points about Purdy. Look, I think Purdy has improved over the time he's been.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Cracked computer? Leaky fridge? Introducing the future of tech care, where your home tech isn't just covered, it's taken care of. See the future of tech care at asurion.com/tech care.
Here, he's growing up, he's getting thicker, he's getting physically stronger.
True.
His arm strength is certainly, I think, equivalent to Joe Montana. Not comparing them as quarterbacks, but Joe didn't have a big arm either. But Brock has demonstrated he can make all the throws. He's demonstrated an incredible presence in the pocket, right? Everybody's crapping on him about this last game. Do you remember the throw that he made in the fourth quarter where he like does a figure eight ducking under pass rushers, comes back up and throws out to the sideline for an incredible catch by Debo?
Yep.
That's pretty good pocket presence. That's pretty good mobility. I'd stack that up about against anybody in terms of that escapability issue. What I'm concerned about, though, is you know, he dropped back several times in this game, and he had time, but nobody was apparently open. And I think that's a little bit of rust on Ayuk, and people say he takes, what, four games to get that, you know, get back into football shape. Debo demonstrated last year in the Super Bowl he's not great against man coverage. What we need to do is get some speed back into the game, and you've got Garendo who runs a 4-3. You got Cowing that runs a 4-3. Get these players out there, especially now you got Debo out and you got CMC out. Put some speed out there. Put Garendo out in the slot. You know, get Cowing out there as a wide receiver and try throwing the ball deep sometimes to stretch those defenses. That zero blitz defense that Minnesota ran was hurting us, clearly. And that's what I think other teams are going to be looking to do. We've got to be able to score quickly and spread that and stretch that defense. That's what I think.
Hey, can I ask you a quick question about speed? Stoney and I go back and forth on Brandon Ayuk. I think they could utilize his speed more. Do you look at Ayuk, who got $30 million, as a speedster? Because it sounds like you don't.
No, I think he's got speed, but I don't think he's back in football shape yet. I think that's what we're seeing. Right, so give him another game or two. I think the latter half of the season, you know, we're going to see Ayuk like he looked last year. But right now, I just don't think he's there. But again, why get somebody like Cowing, a speed burner, if you're not going to utilize him? He looked pretty good in preseason. He made, you know, a lot of good catches, including deep sideline passes. And Garendo, 220 and a 4-3, 40? Come on. I mean, I'm not saying replace Mason, not at all.
Right.
But when you go to spell Mason, how come you weren't putting Garendo in for more than one play?
Yeah.
Or like I said, split up, put him in motion. Throw the ball to him. Get some speed out there. And I think that's going to make the offense look much better.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call.
And, Stoney, I can hear your voice now because you said it a couple days ago when you compared, you were going down this road. Steve Kerr with the you just want to talk basketball, don't you? Steve Kerr with the younger players, kind of not trusting them or wanting to play them. But all we've heard this offseason on any Niner podcast or even on our airwaves is Garendo and these guys with speed, and we haven't seen it. They haven't even got an opportunity. So I'm curious to see, one, How are you going to disperse the totes in the backfield, and who's going to spell or a change of pace? Remember that? You used to have fire and out the thunder and lightning. A guy that could is quick, hit it, and then a guy that can bruise and soften the defense. So Kyle's like a one-trick pony in that sense thus far, 2 weeks into the season, when you talk about carries. Yeah. I'm fascinated to see.
And I'm more fascinated to see the 49ers play this game Sunday than the first two games.
So
because okay, I'd like to see how teams handle adversity, and the 49ers have some right now. They're missing their two biggest playmakers.
So I didn't know how to feel watching that game Sunday, watching it back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and here we are Thursday. So all of us, no matter what side of the fence you are on in regard to Brock Purdy, all of us can agree, I'll use the sports version of intriguing, to see how he's going to ball out without some weapons. But, Steiny, I got to fight you, man. I don't think this is good for the Niners. Because if, let's just say, he's not the Brock Purdy we've seen, then where are you at in the grand scheme of things?
So you would rather never see him in this situation, pay him, then get into the situation and realize he might not be the guy?
Well, I guess I'm throwing at you, I want to pay him predicated on when my team is whole and how he's looked.
All right.
So that's why I know, and I'm watching, but are we going to let whatever transpires, let's just say it's not anything to write home about, supersede what he's done when they're whole?
Does it supersede? Not necessarily. Does it factor in? It should. I would think it should.